came into the house to study would say a certain prayer, and when he left he would say a certain prayer. What did he say when he came in? Tana Rabbanan. Misasu Mahu Aimeh. What did he say when he entered the house to study? I shouldn't stumble when it comes to a law decision. My friend should rejoice with me. More than that, he said, on something which is impure, on something which is pure, he should not say it's impure. On something which is impure, he shouldn't say it's pure. And something which is permissible, he shouldn't say forbidden. And something which is forbidden, he shouldn't say permissible, etc. Good. When he left the house to study, what did he say? This is Allah in Shulchan Aruch. What I'm telling you now happens to be Allah in Shulchan Aruch. So it's not we're learning a Rabbeinu Yaina, a Mishnah. We're learning Allah in Shulchan Aruch. When he left the house to study, what did he say? Why do I need to find Hashem alakai? I thank you, Hashem. You put me into the house to study. I don't sit at the bars. I don't sit at the pubs. I get up and they get up. I get up for Torah. They get up for mundane pursuits. Idle things. First of all, you see, everybody gets up in the morning. The only question is, what are you getting up for? And the omel vehemah melem. I toil, vehemah melem, they toil. It's one difference. And the omel makabelschai, when a yid learns a daf of Gemara, when a yid learns a mishnayis, when a yid learns a Rambam, he gets paid for his effort. They toil. Classic example is, just to understand a little better, in Judaism, you get paid for the effort. If a person learns 2-3 hours, even if he learns the wrong shot, he still gets reward for the amount of time he put in. Outside the Torah world, when a person works, he's got to produce. And if he doesn't produce, doesn't get paid. You only get paid for a finished product. It's one inherent difference between the Torah world and the other world. Point number three, he says, Ani rots v'heim rotsin. I run and they run. Ani rots l'chay olam haba. I run to the next world. V'heim rotsin l'ber shechas. And they run, in simple English, to H-E-double-L. So we got it again. Everybody gets up in the morning. Question is for what? And everybody toils. The question is who gets paid? And everybody runs. Are you running to the Garden of Delights, or are you running to the other place which we call hot springs? Ask the Rabbeinu Yoina here. Interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. It says, Ani ratz l'chai olam haba v'em ratzim l'ber shachas. Look at the end. Benny.